This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go Halos!
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media, on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And if you look at either our Facebook feed or Instagram right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of the menu items that are available at the Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop in Long Beach, which, not too coincidentally, is our current subject of conversation. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Picking up our conversation with Chef Philip Preddy, who is the founder and co-owner of Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop, with his sister Lauren. Chef, thanks for hanging in there and welcome back. Now, we've teased lunch. I think people get the idea of what you're doing. Tell us about dinner service, because that has a whole different personality.
Yeah, I mean, at dinner time, we serve a four-course tasting menu, and it has options down the way, so everybody will get the same amuse. They'll get a choice from three different items on the first course, a choice of three different items on the main, and then a choice of three different items where the sweets are. And one of those included cheese. The idea behind PM is that we wanted to create a menu that was very cohesive with what we're doing during the day, because we do something different at night, but we didn't want it to have a complete different identity. So, and with that being said, you know, during the day we have a duck confit sandwich, and those duck legs come from the whole ducks that we get in and break down, and we use the breasts for a dish at nighttime, and then use the bones for the sauce that we have on the duck. And then that goes full circle into us being a green business and zero waste in the kitchen. And the idea with the PM menu is that we wanted to just push the envelope a little bit further than anything that we were doing in the past. And with each season that we change, the menu gets a little bit more in tune. It gets a little bit more in depth of what's going on and what we feel that the restaurant could be. I feel that we've just scratched the surface here, and there's a lot that we can do. So we're striving to make things better every single day.
Chef Philip, I know you're doing that. And in that vein, you have just embarked on a great new adventure, something called Heritage Farm. In an exclusive for the SoCal Restaurant Show, you have to tell our listeners what's going on with Heritage Farm, because that is definitely an ambitious new project for you and Lauren.
Yeah. So coincidentally, we're starting to do events and weddings through Heritage, and we felt that it was a good time for us to start doing more events and more weddings and stuff like that. And in doing the process, we came across an event space that was attached to a farm, so it was perfect timing. We know the person that owns the location, so we leased the farm from them. And the idea behind that is that we want to produce about 60 to 65% of the produce that goes into the kitchen. We have chickens on there as well, so we would feature an egg dish that comes from that farm on our PM menu. And then besides that, the farm itself is not certified organic, but it is 100% organic in the tunes that we have a system that collects rainwater, and it pumps it back into the actual farm area. And then we use the chicken coop poop and put it into our compost, and the compost is what feeds the next season's soil. So it's full circle in that farm as well.
Wow. What will be some of the initial items that you'll be growing on Heritage Farm, Philip? Give us a little preview.
You know, we have to get in there, and we're tilling the soil right now, and we've done the first half this week, and we're going to do the second half next week. And then I have a farmer friend of mine that's going to help us with the process. He's just going to give us, like, basically consults on the farm, and that's Shaner Farms, and he's in San Diego. He's great. He's an amazing farmer, and he's really good to us, and he always has been. And when he walks through with us, he's going to give us a good idea of what that first plot should be. And, you know, and we're looking towards fall and winter items, you know, right now. So there's like butternut squash and beets and arugula that we plan on putting in there, just all kinds of stuff like that. But I want to keep an open mind. I don't want to get too attached to an idea. And, you know, if he says, oh, I don't know if I would do that, I'd rather just have him kind of guide me in the direction that he thinks that we should go.
The farmer is Peter Shaner, correct? Because I hear his name in farmers market circles, and he's very well respected.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy, and he is Peter Shaner. His family's involved in the farm as well, and he's a second or third generation farmer, I'm not sure, but I mean, the guy is super knowledgeable. He's super nice. We buy from him every single week, and when he's there, he gives me his ear. I can ask him any questions I want about anything, and he answers it. He comes down to the restaurant. He's had lunch with us, and you know, and I brought him to the farm, and when we walked through the door, he got the biggest smile on my face, and at that point, I was like, all right, this is a good idea. You know,
well, you know, it really is important, Philip. And I mean, you're doing this, but it really is important right now to support the small family farmers in California, because it's not an easy life. It's not an easy way to make a living. And they have a lot of challenges. And, you know, it's just not labor and COVID and everything else. But of course, they're now also faced with a severe water shortage, and pretty hard to grow produce without water. Some crops obviously need more than others. The farmers farm intelligently and are very, you know, concerned about conserving and saving water. But, you know, again, very challenging field right now. And again, I just reiterate to our listening audience, it's really important right now to support the small family farmers, because think of what they went through during COVID, particularly farmers like Shaner Farms that mainly supplied restaurants. Well, the restaurants are closed. The produce is there. What do you do? It required a lot of creativity on their part, and thank God they are creative. Can you tell us, Philip, I assume that once the farm gets going, you're going to have some farm dinners. Am I reading the crystal ball correctly there?
Yeah, I mean, that is 100% the idea. In the beginning, we're going to have a couple of farm dinners. We have one planned on August 6th. We're going to put the menu out, I think, today, if not Tuesday. And the idea behind that is just to, you know, invite people into our next iteration of Heritage, and it's an extension of what we're doing. And then after that, I have a couple of chefs that are wanting to do dinners with me, and I'm super excited about that. Shaner's going to come down and do a dinner with us, and you know, it's going to be like I'm just going to have him talking about everything that he does and how important, to your point, how it is to support the small guys, because they're the ones that are doing, you know, the good stuff. So, yeah, I agree with what you said.
Well, you know, again, Shaner is in the same class is Weiser Family Farms, Coleman Family Farms. These are multi-generation businesses that, again, you know, it was really lucky that they were able to survive the pandemic. And as you mentioned, they're very approachable. They work very hard. They're very supportive of the community, even when things are not going well for them. So again, just, you know, something to keep in mind. Philip, let's go over, can we give some information about where the farm is in Long Beach? Because we haven't done that.
Yeah, the farm is 1 mile away from Heritage. It's off of Anaheim and Gladys. And it's just in this street where it's kind of like a warehouse area. And it's one of three houses on the street that still remained. And basically, this guy named Captain Charles Moore bought this land in 1985. and turned it into a farm. And it's been that way ever since. And there was a piece of almost like a storage unit on there, but not. It was built in. It's like a warehouse look. And the building itself was kind of like dilapidating. So when the guy that I know came in and bought it, he fixed it all up, opened it up, turned it into an event space. And so that's we're super excited.
Yeah, no, Philip, definitely something to look forward to. Philip, as we need to say goodbye, the address for Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop, the days you operate, and also your website.
So we're at 2032 East 7th Street in Long Beach, heritage.lb on Instagram. And that's the easiest way to get to us if you want to. Our email and everything is right there.
Sounds good to me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Chef Philip Pretty. It is the Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop. And just being added to the portfolio is Heritage Farm, which we will definitely keep you informed about. Can't wait for one of those farm dinners. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, indeed, it is Adam Bell, our bargain-loving social media and website authority. But what he's talking about is his guide to his recent visit to Maui. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.